Review Exam 3, Part 8. Question 36. The sensations of pressure, pain, warmth, cold, vibration, skin stretch are collectively known as the choices: A. Gustatory senses, B. Cutaneous senses, C. Vestibular senses, or D. Olfactory senses. The correct choice here is B. Cutaneous senses. Cutaneous refers to skin, and so these are the senses that are based on the skin primarily. Your sense of touch, temperature, stretch, all these are primarily but not exclusively found in the on the skin. Question 37. As light passes through the eye, it is focused by the blank, which always focuses light in the same way, and the blank, which is flexible and enables focusing on objects at different distances by varying its thickness. Your choices are A. Iris, pupil. Choice B. Aqueous humor and vitreous humor. Choice C. Fovea and retina. Or choice D. Cornea and lens. So let's take a look at the question again. As light passes through the eye, it is focused by the blank, which always focuses light in the same way. Well, the structure that does that is the cornea, so it must be choice D. If that's the case, then the second part of choice D, which is lens, would be the correct term for the other blank. So it would read, and the lens, which is flexible and enables focusing on objects at different distance by varying its thickness, which would make sense. So D is the correct choice for 37. Question 38. In the human ear, the ability to perceive low frequencies, up to about 100 Hz, depends on neurons working according to the choices: A. Place principle, B. Gate principle, C. Volley principle, or D. Frequency principle. The correct choice here is D. Frequency principle. Sounds up to about 100 Hz are heard because the hair cells react at the same frequency as the sound. So it's the frequency that is controlling what pitch you hear. For higher frequencies, between about 100 and 4,000, we use both the Volley and the Place principles. The Volley principle, of course, is the one where volleys of hair cells fire at different places. And although they don't fire in the same at the same frequency as the sound coming in, when you add up their combined activity, it adds up to that frequency. And of course, the place principle is the one where it is the place that the activity is coming from along the length of the cochlea that dictates the pitch. Hair cells that are closer to the oval window, closer to the stirrup, those respond to higher frequencies. And those that are farther away respond to the lower frequencies. Question 39. Question 39 actually is associated with an image of the eye with different parts of it labeled with letters. And it asks, what is the name of the structure labeled F? And F happens to be the retina, so the correct choice would be C, retina. Question 40. According to the trichromatic theory, or the Young-Helmholtz theory, of color vision, how do we perceive the difference between one color and another? Choices: A. By the velocity of action potentials produced by any given cone. B. By the total amount of activity by cones in a particular area of the retina. C, by the relative amounts of excitation of three types of cones, or D, by the ratio between the activity of the cones and the activity of the rods. The trichromatic, if you remember the word means three colors, means that we have cones that respond to three different kinds of wavelengths. And so if only one, for example, if only the green ones are active because they're only being exposed to medium wavelength light, then only green cones are active and you perceive green. If different kinds of colors are falling on the retina, then these cones will be active to different amounts, and that will lead to the different experiences of color that we have. So the correct choice is C, the relative amount of excitation of three types of cones.